Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
As a quarterback, I love sports, but sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo, which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark Pattison. I'm back again with another great episode of Finding Your Summit, all about people overcoming adversity and finding their way. Before we get to today's rock star guest, I want to draw quick attention to my website, www.markpattisonnfl.com. There you can find many different things, one of which are podcasts, a lot of inspirational people doing amazing things. We'll get more into that today in a few minutes here. But I'd love if you went in and gave the show a ratings and review on Apple. It helps elevate the popularity. Not that I need to be popular, but the show needs to be out there inspiring everybody. I need to be inspired as well. Also, there is a link to the Searching for the Summit, the amazing film that won an Emmy for Best Picture that the NFL shot on my journey up and back down Mount Everest. And finally, we continue to raise money for Amelia's Everest. My daughter has epilepsy. So if you want to go and donate to Higher Ground through Amelia's Everest, please go do that. Okay, now on to today's wonderful guest. His name is Shane Jacobson. He is the CEO of the V Foundation. Shane, how you doing?
Great, Mark. Thank you. It's an honor to be with you and the Finding Your Summit audience here today. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's really wonderful. You know, like a lot of people, the V Foundation, I'm sure, has had an evolution, and it's grown from its inception way back in 1993. And, you know, I was really captivated. I saw you on a podcast somewhere else, and it's such an important cause, trying to fight cancer, not just one cancer, but a lot of different cancers. And you've got this tagline that says to find game-changing research to conquer cancer and save lives. And that's why you're out constantly trying to fundraise. What has this journey been like for you? You know, I'm sure you weren't there in 1993. This is where Jim Valvano, a lot of people have seen that speech now where he gets up and he can never quit, all that stuff. And very emotional, the night at the ESPYs where they really launched this whole thing. And the amount of money, 300 million plus, that you guys have raised since. You know, it's an incredible journey, but unfortunately with cancer, it just seems like it doesn't go away. And you know, this need to be out there creating more awareness, creating more money, creating more research, and ultimately finding cures, I'm sure, is a daily journey for you.
It is, Mark. It's deeply personal for me, as it is our team. And it's hard to find a household, I think, in this country, let alone around the world, that hasn't been impacted by cancer in one way, shape, or form, whether it be family, friends, colleagues. Still one in two men and one in three women in their lifetime will be diagnosed with cancer. And that's not okay. But thankfully, there are places like the V Foundation that's doing something about that. And you're right. 30 years ago, it's hard to believe, Jimmy V's now iconic ESPY speech, 1993, 30 years ago, this coming March 4th will be our 30th anniversary. And since the launch of the V Foundation, we've raised $310 million for cancer research. And we fundamentally believe that it will be research, cancer research, that brings solutions to arguably humanity's among our greatest challenges, that being cancer. But there are more people surviving today than ever before. And so we're making great progress. Thanks to our donors.
Yeah, that's always the great news. You talked about it's deeply personal to you. So what does that mean?
Yeah, not unlike likely many people listening to this, cancer has impacted our family directly. My wife was diagnosed with cancer in the last year, melanoma, a little spot just above her left knee. Looked like a birthmark. To most of us, wouldn't have seemed like a big deal, but luckily caught it extremely early. And I've now been at the V Foundation for 2 years as CEO. Luckily, we have a network of researchers and doctors in our universe. Had Duke University right up the road from us here in Durham that we could turn to. My mother's a breast cancer survivor. My wife's family have lost several members of her family to cancer. I've lost colleagues to cancer. And again, sadly, we each can tell these stories. But when we think about the V Foundation and the work of the V Foundation, what has become crystal clear, and I think this has been part of who we are in our DNA from day one, and it starts with Jim, and that is that don't ever give up. Don't give up. Don't ever give up spirit. And that a lot of what we're in is in a framework of mind, a mindset that can tackle the challenges that is cancer and achieve victory, whether that means becoming cancer free or if even succumbing to cancer itself. There's still victory in all of that. The journey, in fact, in many ways, is the victory.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I want to go back on a stat that you just spit out a few minutes ago, because you kind of skipped over that, but it's really important. You said 1 in 3 women get cancer at some point in time in their lives. 1 in 2 men.
That's correct.
Get cancer, which is just an insane. Like if you're walking down the street, you know, chances are, good chance, either a third or half, 50%, that you're going to have some kind of issue at some point in time in your life.
That's right. That's right. And those statistics largely haven't changed over the decades, even though what has changed is cancer survivorship. So in the 30 years that the V Foundation has been in existence, we've seen in this country a 32 percentage point improvement in survivorship. So that would mean and equate to 3.5 million more people alive today because they have beaten cancer. And that is due in large part to research that the oncologists, the caregivers, the families, the support systems, the don't give up mentality that we talk about, all really yielding positive outcomes. But as it relates to the statistics, as you repeated back, those still are very accurate and unfortunate, certainly in today's world.
I think one of the things that you guys have a supercharger boost in terms of awareness, and awareness always comes with money coming back to you, is that you have a partner, I would assume, with ESPN, right? They've really planted a stake in the ground that the V Foundation is one of the things that they want to not only support but promote. And of course, ESPN is number one. I work for Sports Illustrated, so we're number three. We understand like the magnitude and the size and the audience that ESPN has, which is incredible. I want to ask you really quickly about, I can only imagine you've been there 2 years now, and another dynamic guy who's actually also, I believe, been affected by cancer is Dick Vitale. And he's been a big advocate for what you guys are doing and a voice out there. I'm sure you know Dick. What has that relationship been like for you?
Yeah, Dick is he's second to none. I would call him the most prolific fundraiser I have ever worked with in my career. Dick was on stage with Jim when Jim gave that ESPY speech. Dick helped introduce Coach Valvano. And so for Dick, this is deeply meaningful, very personal commitment that he made to Jim, that he would do everything he possibly can to help raise money for cancer research as Jim Valvano gave that speech and unfortunately succumbed to cancer 2 months later in June of 1993. And so Dick actually has refined his focus over the years to pediatric cancer. He's had a number of really moving experiences and unfortunate and sad experiences with kids battling cancer. And yeah. So he has made it largely his life's work to lean into the V Foundation to raise as much money as possible. He's helped us secure now over $60 million for pediatric cancer research. That equals a true one-fourth, more than a fourth of our research portfolio on now an annual basis. The federal government also funds a lot of cancer research as a proportion of their cancer funding. They fund out of the cancer budget about 4 cents on every dollar towards pediatric cancer research. And ours is more than 25%. And that's due in large part to Dick. And it's frankly an area that needs more resources. A lot of the treatments that are applied to kids nowadays who are fighting cancer are based on decades old drugs, decades old treatment plans, and even some drugs that are meant for adults, just lower doses and versions. And so more work, more time, more attention needed in this space. And Dick, thankfully, can bring a lot of attention to it. And you mentioned ESPN, Mark, and you're right, ESPN, the V Foundation is in their DNA. One of the most impressive things I've experienced since I've been in this seat is watching a company, a family like ESPN really rally around the V Foundation as part of its core and DNA and who they are. And they really do a great job. We consider ourselves very privileged to be in a relationship with ESPN to help tell our story.
One of the things that's really interesting to me is, you know, it's hard enough to go out and fundraise, and you need to have a personality that's got that energy to really go out. I can't imagine, like, the first guy, again, sadly, back in 1993 with Jim Valvano, and he was a magnetic personality matched by Dick Vitale, who's always been known for calling these college games. And he's got such energy on the basketball court when he's announcing these different games.
That's right.
And I can only imagine, like, when he gets in, like when he goes around and you guys are having a fundraiser somewhere and Dick comes in and he gets at the mic, and I don't know if he's a long-winded guy or not, probably is, but it just seems like, you know, it's hard not to get caught up in his enthusiasm or what you guys are trying to do.
No, Dick is infectious. And you know, for all the viewers and listeners out there, what you see on TV is, in fact, Dick Vitale off camera. I mean, his heart, his soul, his energy, his enthusiasm. He brings his whole self, not just to calling games, but he brings his whole self off camera, certainly to the work that we do at the V Foundation. He loves his family to death. He celebrates his family and the intersection, frankly, of that family with the B Foundation and the work through his social media accounts. Many of us follow him on social media. But yeah, him as a fundraiser, again, he is as prolific as I have ever seen. His enthusiasm, I think, is a big driver to drive the compelling narrative that he delivers, which is kids need support. We every single day in this country have 45 families, 45 parents, 45 children that hear those dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," every day. And that's not okay. And I think with that as a driver, Dick, as he's fundraising, not just from stage one night a year or at a couple of events, it's 24/7, 365. And we credit him with a lot of the success we've seen over our first 30 years.
So there's so many amazing, wonderful causes that are out there, and you're one of, I don't even know what the number is. Just let's just contain this to the US. Let's say there's 2,000 causes. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But when it comes to yours, what is your pitch when you're out there? And I'm really looking like what is your challenge when you go in and you're talking to a corporation, you're talking to Pepsi or Microsoft or somebody else who's got a giving arm. And now at the end of the day, your main job is to raise a boatload of funds. I know you probably have other people who work with you, but, you know, raising funds, again, ties right back into awareness and research helps cure and cure helps solve, right? So it's that whole trajectory. And so it's the challenge of when you go into, how do you separate yourself? And not that you're better than somebody else. I know that's not what it's about, but Why does somebody decide to give money towards the V Foundation versus another choice that they might have?
Yeah, Mark, we believe we are the nation's preeminent cancer research funding charity through the lens of finding and fueling the best research. Okay, they're fighting cancer. This is one team. We are all on one team. Those charities raising money for cancer research outside of the V Foundation, it's great. We need more of it. I think our distinctiveness is embedded in the how. we have a scientific advisory committee that is comprised of 25 leading cancer center directors and researchers from 25 different cancer centers around the country. And as we raise dollars, these experts source research projects from 71 cancer centers around the country that are designated as National Cancer Institute, I'll put air quotes, designated cancer centers. Through an evaluation, they have been identified as the best of the best, the cream of the crop in cancer research. And it is from those cancer centers that we request one research project, the best of the best research project. And often they come from young scientists who have new ideas, cutting edge ways that they want to advance the ball. We'll use a sports analogy there, advance the ball in cancer research. And so it's that early stage investment with radical new cutting edge move the needle ideas that each institution submits to us. And from those projects, our review teams pick not the cream of the crop, but the cream of the cream of the cream of the crop, right? And so for donors, for business partners, for sponsors, we can do two things. One, we place 100 cents on every dollar. We have a 100% giving pledge mark. So our endowment covers overhead, my salary, keeping the lights on. So 100 cents of every dollar goes to cancer research. Almost no charity in the country can say that. Second, 100 cents on every dollar then flows to the very best cancer research in this country by experts who identify and choose what we fund, which is not to say there's not cancer, wonderful cancer research happening in all corners of the country at many, many institutions. But we think our model increases the likelihood that we will more quickly deliver cures and save lives, and can confidently, with our donors and business partners, with a straight face, suggest that every cent is going to the very best research, and we're going to source it for you and fuel that research.
Yeah, what you talked about, to me at least, is a point of difference, right? Again, you're not trying to say you're better than somebody else, but you seem to be the window to for people to give, of which then you turn around and find the best of the best, the best of the best, a place to park that money to get the best results and the quickest results towards some cure on one of these cancers. And there's a whole list, unfortunately, there's a whole list of cancers that are out there. I may have this wrong, but I believe that your last job prior to this, you were fundraising for a college in Vermont somewhere, right?
Yeah. So previously was the CEO of the University of Vermont Foundation.
Yeah, which is wonderful. So what and this may be all tied in the same answer that you just gave about the point of difference, but I was interested in the leap. Like, you know, everything is going along and you had a bunch of accomplishments at Vermont. And now you get this opportunity to jump to the V Foundation, right? And there's a lot of different choices you can make. You can stay what was comfortable and that, you know, you've had a lot of wins, or you can go into this new challenge. What was the driving factor that allowed you to move from point A to point B, meaning Vermont to the V Foundation?
Mark, it was the chance to dive vertically deep into the space of cancer research. The University of Vermont is a very, very special place. Have a lot of friends still there, former colleagues. We had a record-setting campaign at the University of Vermont. And in that campaign, did a lot of work to fund research at the Academic Medical Center. And fundraising for research and healthcare has been a part of my background for most of my career in one way, shape, or form. So it's always been important to me. Managing a university foundation enterprise is a really extraordinary opportunity. I'm a first generation college student myself, so supporting students is a really important thing to our family. I really appreciated the chance to touch all corners of campus, including athletics, including academic health sciences. And when this opportunity presented itself, again, the chance to go really narrow and deep in one area gave me a pause and a chance to ask myself, is that something that I think I could do? And could I add value and uplift a team? Because really it is a team effort to do what we do. And getting to know the V Foundation during the process really, uplifted the fact that the V Foundation is a category of one. given some of the things we've already talked about, right? Jim Valvano and the starting point with ESPN and being a sports guy myself, have been well aware of the V Foundation and its connection to ESPN for many years. So that chance to dive vertical and try to make a difference was a deciding factor.
Shane, so it's my assumption that you've been to the ESPYs a couple of times. It's a carve out with the V Foundation always included as part of that ceremony. My assumption, you've been there a few times. Mm-hmm. And what is that ceremony like? I mean, again, we've talked about the V Foundation already, and we've talked about Jim Valvano's speech. But I am so inspired by all these other athletes, not just the Peyton Mannings that get up there and win an award, or Tom Brady and being that greatness, being in the presence of all that greatness, but also these other awards of maybe some athletes that have overcome some tremendous amount of physical disabilities that have done some amazing accomplishments. Where they're now being awarded an ESPY, but it just seems like the whole night is so inspirational, trickles right down into ultimately this whole V Foundation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the ESPYs, I've really enjoyed the experience. It is much like the title, I suppose, of this podcast, Finding Your Summit. It's the summit of excellence in sport in many respects, and a celebration of those at the summit, if not the climb to that point. But it's also a diversity of stories and experiences, because not every person who celebrated per se won the Super Bowl or the MVP. Yeah. And there are those stories of perseverance, those stories that inspire because of the ways in which people have overcome challenges that to many might seem insurmountable. And so it is a remarkably inspirational experience in person. It certainly is, of course, watching at home. And you're right, ESPN. Does have a portion of the ESPYs from a fundraising standpoint that benefits the V Foundation. Kevin Martinez, who's the vice president for citizenship at ESPN, and he and his team throughout the year help the V Foundation raise money through various programming opportunities, one of which is the ESPYs. They do an incredible, incredible job. And so a number of the partners, Capital One is the presenting sponsor, for example, and the partners around that support the V Foundation through the ESPYs. And the chance to, I think, in the way they uplift the excellence in sport, it really connects to the fact that we're uplifting the excellence in cancer research. So there is a nice marriage, too, because of the fact that we are, like they celebrate the best of the best in sports, we invest in the best of the best in cancer research.
You know, this might have been 2 years ago, and I climbed a mountain down in Argentina called Aconcagua, and I'm about, 21,000 feet. The mountain was 23,000 feet. Half of our team had been knocked out. We started with 12. We were down to 6 people. And I'm up. This is on summit day. And I'm sitting on this rock refueling and having a bar. And I'm looking down the mountain. All of a sudden, I see something coming towards me. And it comes closer and closer and closer. And it turns out to be this guy named Kyle Menard. And Kyle was a 2-time ESPY winner, had no arms or legs, was crawling up the mountain. If you can imagine this, a guy crawling up the mountain. Incredible. And I was just, again, half of our team, fully able people, did not make to the summit. And this guy made it all the way up and back down the other side. And he came on the podcast and we talked. And, you know, obviously a very inspirational guy because of what he's had to overcome. He doesn't see himself as anything less than anybody else. It's just about effort and desire, commitment. Yeah, and he's done a lot of those different things. And so just a side story to the ESPYs on, a guy that I was able to, touch hands with. So as you go forward, what are your expectations? I guess, one day 100%, cancer-free in the world, but I don't know if that will happen or not happen. But, is it event planning? Is that all part of it? X amount of events, money raised, like that when you put your goals of 2023, we're in January, it's a new year, new opportunities that are out there. What are you trying to shoot for?
Yeah, well, I could choose to boil it down to the dollars, right? We're trying to raise as much as we possibly can for cancer research. Last year, we generated $58.5 million of support for cancer research. It was an all-time high. It shattered our previous record. That total team effort, really a lot of teammates and volunteers that stepped up. We look to the year ahead. We want to replicate that, and we want to grow, eventually becoming a $100 million per year cancer fighting charity. But those are numbers on paper, and we talk about cancer statistics on paper. you know, I think what drives me, what drives us, Mark, is that that vision that we have, which is to achieve victory over cancer. And victory over cancer takes many shapes and forms. I think if we imagine a future that is cancer free, that's a ways off, but we're speeding more quickly to that because of the rapid advances in technology and diagnostics and drugs and the ways in which people are, frankly, trying to take care of themselves in a more healthy fashion, preventative measures included. It's probably moving cancer to a place where there are cures. There's not one cure. And to that end, our mission is to fund all-star scientists and game-changing research that accelerates cures and saves lives. And it's likely to land in a place that's navigating cancer, I would suggest, as a chronic disease. And it's probably not all cancers all at the same time arriving at that place. Some cancers we are much better at identifying, diagnosing, treating, curing, and others, such as pancreatic cancer, it's still a long ways off. But we're here every day. The V Foundation is here every day, and our vision is to play a central role to, as efficiently as possible, be the conduit to move those who care about cancer and are willing to invest in cancer research to the very best researchers and ideas that are out there in this country.
You know, I think one of the things, going back to the ESPYs really quickly, you know, they do such a phenomenal job of storytelling, right? And now jumping directly into your world with all the things that you're trying to accomplish, I can only imagine some of the happy stories. You know, maybe it's coming from Dick Vitale or you directly yourself, where, you know, there's been a correlation of funds that you were able to send. There was some research that was done, and whether it's a kid or a guy or a girl or whatever age they are, they're able to overcome that issue that they were having and live to tell that story. And, you know, that's uplifting for anybody.
It really is. And, you know, Dick, you mentioned Dick. Dick has the All Courageous Kids team that he celebrates every year at his annual Dick Vitale Gala. I mentioned Dick raising money 365 yes. days a year. It points totally towards an event that we do in May in Sarasota, Florida. And at that, he has kids who have been part of the All Courageous team that have beaten cancer and are living their lives fully, kids who are still battling cancer and an very active cancer diagnosis. Unfortunately, children who are diagnosed with cancer, even if they beat it, and the chances of them beating it now are significantly better than it was 20 and 30 years ago by a factor of about 25 percentage points. But yet, there's still an increased likelihood that they have secondary challenges, including cancer again later in life. But these stories all end up coming together in a really powerful way. And Dick is just one of the ways that we celebrate those children, those stories. We have a number of people who've been part of clinical trials that have been impacted by V Foundation research, and they had access to those experiences. And I'll say, as much as the stories have been powerful as shared by the cancer patients themselves, nearly as impactful is also the caregivers themselves, the family, or if not the friends or colleagues that are in that ride with the cancer patient themselves. And it reinforces that the journey itself is about the team and the team effort that often goes into the cancer journey. We believe it is one team for victory over cancer.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. So where can people, if they're so compelled to do so, send money to the V Foundation?
So the easiest way is through our online website, which is v.org. It's probably the simplest website a person could ever imagine. So www.v.org. You'll find more stories of inspiration. You'll learn more about the research that we're doing. Of course, there's an option to click online and give. You can give an unrestricted gift to our research portfolio. If you are so compelled to want to support pediatrics, we mentioned Dick a few times, you can support the pediatrics fund that we have. You can also get involved with the V Foundation, Mark. So we have a very active what we call do-it-yourself program. There's a lot of people out there that would like to try to raise some money and help with cancer research. So we have a platform that would allow you to turn on a website, web page for yourself. It could be you want to run a marathon. It could be you're wanting to ride in a bike race. It could be you want to climb a mountain. It could be you want to throw a birthday party or celebrate somebody through an honorific or memorial gift opportunity. We've got a place where you can do that, and all of those dollars will flow right into our research portfolio, into the very best research we can find.
I can see myself checking all those boxes that you just named right there to create something great.
I'll put golf in there too. I like to golf, so I'll throw in a little golf too. You can do a golf outing for cancer.
I'm a golfer too, so it's all good. It's all good, good, good. Well, listen, Shane, I appreciate you coming on the show. V Foundation is such an important cause. You know, as you said before, it affects everybody, either yourself or somebody who you know. And if it hasn't happened, it's going to happen. And so for you to come on, explain what you guys are up to, the tie-in with these different people, Dick Vitale, originally from Jim Valvano, and of course, the support from ESPN, it's just incredible. So I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate the opportunity.
All right, everybody. There he is, the one, the only, Shane Jacobson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.